check. She's that narcissistic, selfish, self-obsessed girl that everyone knows in high school. And she becomes, I don't know what I can reveal. She goes through a lot of transformations, and she becomes at one point in her life a victim, and then she becomes a predator of sorts, and things get crazy. I love doing the scenes where I'm covered in blood. I love that. But then we also have changes where my character is hungry and she's dying, and you know, you have to deteriorate the quality of the skin, and it's layers and layers of alcohol-based makeup and contacts to make, you know, your eyes look yellowed and sallowed, and they paint my teeth with this brown paint. This is a really original screenplay, and the way Karin is shooting it, it's a really original movie. It's different than anything I've seen, and that's definitely been out in the last 10 years. And I just think there is something for everyone, and I hate when people say that, but I truly do find that to be accurate with this film. The horror genre is really huge with teenagers. They'll always go see a horror movie, and they're going to love this, but it is funny. It is emotional. There's a lot of emotions in this film, and a lot of serious issues as well that play off of the comedy, because there's comedy and tragedy. So I just think that every audience member will walk away liking a part of the film, if not all of it. The most intense scene was the sacrifice scene, because that's as emotionally raw as I've ever been in front of a camera. So that was really difficult and really sort of upsetting and sad. I think it's incredibly special that it was written by a woman, it's directed by a woman, and it's starring two women. It's not a chick flick, is the thing. It's a badass movie that's going to shock people. It's not some romantic comedy that's going to be airing on Lifetime in 5 years.